It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Apparently, the Browns have to go, I don't know, win every game from here. I'm just not going to let. He was in a little pissy mood. I'm not letting him do it. It's a Friday. It's an F-off Friday. It's a football Friday. I have no idea what to expect from the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, but I'm going into the weekend with an open mind, and now it's time for them to prove it.
Darryl was right, by the way. The Steelers had 10 wins last year. I still agree that 9 wins could get you in. I was just saying, I thought that was a good counterpoint in your favor. I'm just walking it back now and being like, I was wrong. I missed on that one. Darryl was right. My bad.
No, let's not give Darryl any credit, I would say. it's interesting, man. We were thinking about this before the show, and we're talking about the kind of importance of this game. And I got to say, I think went into this saying, like, it's an important game for the defense, and it is. I think it's another really important game for Deshaun. Because
I feel like every game is an important game for
Deshaun. Well, yeah, I understand.
Because of, like, where he's come from, where people think he is, and where he's supposed to be.
Well, like, but I think, like, in Darryl's answer about Deshaun had a really good game on Sunday. And for some reason, Darryl's stuck on excuses. And again, Darryl, to me, I think symbolizes a fair amount of people out there who think when you say, guys,
you got to finish the drive at the end of the game, yeah.
Well, but I mean, at the same point, but if you throw in the touchdown, that's 240 yards and 2 touchdowns, that's a hell of a performance. I think Darryl is amongst the people that you better just go out there and you better have a 250-yard pristine performance. And I think it's not even because of anything other. The reason why this is a big game for Deshaun, in my opinion, is every time we've seen him have a game we classify as a good game, there's been a step back. Right? Tennessee, great game.
They didn't play.
Then he doesn't play. And then we didn't see him until the Indianapolis game, disastrous, 2 series out. Then he has the Arizona game. And then, in fairness, he followed it up with a really great second half against Baltimore. Then a shoulder injury, he's done. You know, he had a good game. I would say it's good-ish game.
It hasn't been consistent is the thing.
Well, I mean, he just hasn't followed up one really good game with another. And I know linear progress is a tough sell because that's not usually how football works. I think with Deshaun, if we were right that he did play well and better than the numbers suggest on Sunday, I think this Sunday is a great indication of that.
Yeah, that's why I kind of believe like this is a good opportunity for him to do that as well, and why he's important to this matchup, because Washington's defense is not very good. And to your point, like why this game matters for Deshaun especially, if the defense is poor again, like if the defense can't tackle anybody, they're missing guys left and right, Austin Eckler's just running it down your throat and Washington's putting up a bunch of points, guess who it's going to fall back on to keep you in that game, dig you out of a deficit or a hole, and get into some sort of shootout with this rookie quarterback, Jayden Daniels? It's going to be Deshaun. So, yeah, like the fallback is always that. I gave you all these reasons earlier about why I have like a feeling about this game going differently, and a lot of it centered around the idea that the defense is good still enough to disrupt things if their pass rush is really on that day, make life hard for Jayden Daniels. But if they don't do that, then, yeah, like it falls on Deshaun to lead this offense and get into almost like they won that game against the Bengals. I think it was like 38-34, 38-35. Like, make it a shootout type performance. And if he can do something like that, like, That's what people are looking for. And I know there's always going to be people who are ready to just pounce and say, well, Deshaun didn't do enough. The fallback plan is always, well, if Deshaun does this because we're supposed to have a quarterback, then it erases a lot of the problems that you have. And I do think that's part of the conversation here too. Like, if the Browns had won some of these games because Deshaun had a game-winning drive at the end of them, we don't care so much about the defense missing tackles. We'll bring it up. We'll say it's a problem. But if they're sitting here at 3-1 and Deshaun led a couple game-winning drives, we feel a lot better about this team. It's just the power of the quarterback.
So I agree with a lot of what you're saying. What's crazy is he did lead a game-winning drive. He did. He put 7 on the board. He was called back. Like,
at the end of the game where you're still – I mean, like, the circumstances played out the way that they did, and then fourth quarter against the Giants or fourth quarter against the Raiders, he leads that drive. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, that's the thing that people are looking for, is, like, in that crunch time moment, can you deliver despite everything that happened beforehand?
Well, but that touchdown was what, with two possessions to go, technically, in hindsight?
It was the second to last possession. Early fourth quarter. There was, like, 10:28 left.
And so the reason – and not trying to argue with you. I'm actually more trying to point out.
We agree.
Like, I'm trying to more point out that, like –
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He did the thing that we want him to do, but because it didn't count, we're still looking for that. Yeah. And until he does do that, it's just going to lead to more and more, you know, like, I think it's so funny, man. Like, it really is. It's not a play. Because if you lose, even if you play incredibly well, you put up 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, you have a great game, but you lose, it's going to be the last play that you didn't score on the people I'm going to be talking about, because that's the way it's gone for the last 2 weeks.
One is, you bring up some of the reasons why things didn't play out, and he did lead technically led that drive last week in the fourth quarter. Like, here's the other thing in that game from last week. He potentially leads you on a drive, like a crunch time drive to tie the game in the closing minute if simply Dustin Hopkins hits a PAT, right? Like, that they were in field goal range at the very least. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe he could miss the field goal and then it doesn't matter. But are we even having the conversation about that play? If he gets you in field goal range and he hits the field goal, ties it, go to overtime and win or whatever.
But would Kevin have taken the field goal? We don't know.
Not if it was from 50. Not if it was. If it's 56, yes. But if it's 57 or 58, no.
All right.
Out of range.
We split the difference. Good for them. That
was weird too, by the way.
Yeah.
That whole and I heard Bubba Ventrone talked about it yesterday. I was in Berea for that. And I get what he's saying, because it was the same thing I said on Twitter. I was like, I guess Kevin Stefanski's worried that if he misses this, he gives him a short field with like a minute 30 or whatever it was to go before the half, and you don't want to risk that. But like, he hit from 56. Like, well, it's an indictment on Dustin Hopkins too, because it's like, we trusted you from 2 yards closer, but 2 more yards, that's the limit. And it's an indictment on the defense that apparently you're supposed to be able to still put trust in. I don't know. That for a guy who's willing to go for it on fourth down and willing to run Elijah Moore reverse plays into oblivion, how do you not have some faith in your kicker there to like take the chance and make that happen and then trust your defense?
I was pretty frustrated and furious with Kevin for not taking the 3 points there, both at the moment and on the show on Monday. The little bit of grace I'm going to give him is, I don't think he has any feel right now, because he doesn't know what to trust.
But that's the problem. That's the thing that showed me, though, was like, we ask Kevin Stefanski all the time about using analytics versus the feel of the game, and his answer is always the same. I asked him about this a couple weeks ago, and his answer was, well, analytics are a tool. It's not supposed to be that we have our head in the sheet and we can't get out of the clouds of like what the analytics are telling us. It's just a tool to help us be more successful. Okay, but that means that you should have, opposing that, some feel. And in a moment like that, it just makes me feel like, among all the other times where we feel like he doesn't have a feel for the game because he goes for it in a weird situation, or he just doesn't, he gets something wrong in a decision that maybe he shouldn't make, that just added to this idea that Kevin Stefanski just doesn't have feel. Like, that was just a bad look all around for him. I don't mean to like belabor something that obviously was a week ago and doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things now that we're talking about week five, but it was just, that came up again today. I know the morning show talked about it a little bit because of what Bubba said yesterday, and it just reopened the wound of like why I was so frustrated by that.
Well, I got to say, what I like about this is that Bubba and Kevin were both wrong. So like, we were on the same page.
Right.
I think all Cleveland was right. I think everybody thought they should have taken that field goal, amongst other things that happened. 216-474-0092. So I think this game is most important for Deshaun to keep that. I don't want to call it momentum because you did lose. Like, I do understand that, but in terms of his play, keep your eyes downfield. Yeah. Keep making plays. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged because ticky-tack stuff's happening around you.
We'll finally feel like there's some consistency.
Yeah, like, I'll be honest with you. I don't know anybody needs a breakout game in like a no BS, that's what that looks like, that's why you traded for him game across the NFL, in that locker room, across sports, than Deshaun Watson on Sunday. And yeah, again, it's from a positive. It's not from a negative. A lot of our thing is, well, Deshaun's going to have this game because he sucks and they suck and everything. No. It's from a positive. That's a great stepping stone. But we can't keep doing this two steps forward, one step back with his performance. So I think it's Deshaun. When you look at this, what Browns player has the most on the line on Sunday?
I mean, I think the answer is Deshaun. But, I mean, on some level, I think the obvious answer is Deshaun, but I actually am going to lean into the idea that it's Amari Cooper because of...
I don't hate that, by the way.
Because of the question that we asked Daryl at the end there of this idea that how long do they wait to potentially try to move him if this losing continues and they fall to 1-4, they fall to 1-5, when do they almost throw in the towel on this idea that like, well, maybe we do need to start thinking about 2025. We got to get younger at this position. We know he's already been shopped around based on what was reported during training camp. So, yeah, maybe those two things go hand in hand because Deshaun impacts how Amari plays. He has to get him the ball. Amari impacts Deshaun's stat line, as we saw this past week, literally. But I think the answer is Amari because Deshaun's here, and he's going to have more opportunities to continue to prove this, even though each game, it feels like, has this a massive weight on his shoulders for him because we look at him in this magnifying glass and this microscope, and so many people are looking at him as this what he's supposed to be, even though he hasn't been. But with Amari, it's like, if he doesn't get it, if he doesn't start playing better, there's a real conversation to be had about when he gets traded, if he gets traded, if he's on this team the rest of the season, if that's symbolic of throwing in the towel on things, and you know what that position looks like moving forward as well.
216-474-0092. Which Browns player is Sunday most important for? Let's go, Mike in Stowe. How would you answer that question? Which Browns player is Sunday most important for?
You know, I'm just not buying into the sour grapes. I mentioned, I think I called it a couple nights ago about, you know, Amari. He's just got a man up about it, and that's all there is to it. So I'm going with Deshaun because I feel like if he goes out and puts up another good game with so much going on around this team that's got so many other problems, including like play calling. Please don't put Deshaun on 4th-and-1 anymore. He's got a really nice soft shoulder. Please don't do that. But, you know, I think if he can put a little separation, create a little bit of more comfort, he just, you know, maybe take the pressure off him, he might really start to loosen up and, you know, start winging that ball a little bit more. But, you know, if we don't get him protection, ultimately, he's only got so long to do what he can do. And that is the truth of it. I'm going Deshaun mainly because I think he can start to put a little space between him and the criticism of not being judged under the microscope so much every week, guys.
Mike, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend. Go Guards, go Browns.
Yeah, you got it. Double wins. We got it. We're going 3-0. Let's do it.
Double dubs.
Let's do it. There's only two games. But unless he's talking Ohio State, and then we'll go 3-0.
Triple dubs.
I do think that idea, you know, so much of what I've said about Deshaun is, one, the game on Sunday, if you came into the season thinking Deshaun wasn't good enough, that game on Sunday is not going to be the game that changes your mind. But I don't think it happens overnight. I don't think it's like one good game and all of a sudden people change their tune. What I do think can happen is that game that Vegas game could be that first step. This can be the next step. But I think for people to really start to buy into Deshaun, I think why this is important is it's going to take several games in a row. And
oh, but here's part of the problem though, Nick. Like, people can't even agree on if last week was a good performance or not. That, like, and that's where I get, like,
I don't want to say it's so important to have a great game.
Right. No, I agree with you, but I just don't know where, like, I don't even know. I don't want to come off of, like, defensive as Deshaun, but it's like, I want to know what the bar actually is. Like, is it 350 yards and 4 touchdowns and no interceptions? Because, like, you don't have to have that stat line on a weekly basis to be a great quarterback in this league. But if we can't even agree as a fan base of, like, what a good performance looks like, because last week was a good performance by Deshaun. I think from start to finish, it was probably his best, if not second best performance from, like, first quarter to fourth quarter in a game that he's played as a Brown. But people can't even agree on that at this point, and that's what's frustrating. So I do agree with you, but it's just like, if we can't even agree on what a good performance looks like, how are we... Like, how can we say he's stacking him in a row if people are going to look back and be like, well, this week was good, but last week, no, still wasn't that good.
216-474-0092. Which Browns player is Sunday most important for? Any non-Deshaun submissions out there? We got predictions, goodbyes, and go see yourselves next on 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.